a gold pen draws a crown over the words Hallmark Media. Title: Sweeter Than Chocolate.
My grandfather believed all chocolate was a form of magic. An alchemy, where the beans of a cocoa tree are transformed into the elixir that is chocolate. My Opa and Balmy came to America from Belgium, settling in Watson Corners. Opa felt every town needed a good chocolatier, so he passed down his magical chocolate recipes to me, Lucy Sweet.
She stirs chocolate.
Yes, that's my real name. Well, after my grandmother changed it from Bonsuit. Balmy wasn't much of a confectioner, but she knew how to give the customer a good story. We call these Cupids. They're very special, and they're going to be part of our story, mine and my mother's, which has been, for many years now, entirely predictable. Both our lives wrapped up like pieces of chocolate. Mom out on the sales floor with customers, and me able to hide out in my happy place. Day after day, making these chocolate elixirs exactly as Opa taught me.
Blonde Lucy opens a letter.
Until today, when everything changed.
Her face pinches with concern.
62% rent increase.
She shows her mom.
Each and every month.
That should be illegal.
I know. I knew this was going to happen when Dan retired and Bruno took over.
You know, I even gave that boy a box of your best dark chocolate toffees.
Well, maybe he prefers milk chocolate.
No one over 30 prefers milk chocolate.
Lucy frowns. Her shoulder-length hair is pulled back in a ponytail.
I don't want to lose this place.
She looks around. Her mother, Helen, touches her arm.
Hey, we will find a way.
Helen nods. Lucy covers her face with her hands. An excited woman exits a floral shop. She beams at her left hand. Soon after, she enters the chocolate shop and shows off a diamond ring.
Serena?
Lucy startles.
I gave you!
Oh my gosh, congratulations!
They embrace.
Say differently.
No, he agrees. It's the Cupids. They work their magic.
Thanks to you two, sweet.
Cupids?
You don't know?
It's Georgie's second day.
It's the first thing she should have learned. Anyone who eats one of the famous...
Not famous.
Sweet family chocolate Cupids is guaranteed...
Not guaranteed.
...to find their true love.
As long as their heart is open to it.
Mom. What? It's part of the legend. We even have a wall of love.
Framed photos.
Oh, I wondered about that.
A tribute to the many successful love stories over the years.
And now mine, too.
Tyler and I met right after we ate the Cupids, and rest
is history.
She flashes her ring.
I'll take a dozen.
Ah, well, right this way.
A male customer.
You need to advertise the Cupids.
It just doesn't feel right. You know, Opa always said not to get greedy. They're supposed to find the people they're meant for.
Well, you're going to have to do something because we have the same landlord, and I'm pretty sure you're getting the same rent increase that I am.
I know, and you can sell flowers year-round. Our biggest season is Valentine's Day, 4 weeks away, and after that...
Maybe you'll sell so much you won't need it.
I love your optimism, but I'll need a miracle.
Or a very good friend who actually works their social media presence, unlike some.
You're blowing up on social media.
Magic chocolate Cupids? Serena, what did you do?
Clouds hover in a blue sky over a glass office tower.
Magic chocolate.
Inside, the post is on a computer screen. A female executive ponders, then picks up her phone.
Harold Welby, your card says you're a licensed and bonded plumber, but there's no record of you at the...
They always run.
I'm surprised he didn't bolt as soon as he saw you coming.
I know, right? And you with the camera? I mean, hey, good job keeping it steady through the alleyway.
Harold Welby is still at large. But he has scammed more than 20 people with his fake plumber scheme to the tune of $56,000. This is Dean Chase, Channel 55 News, and I fight for you.
Dean points. He stops the video.
Do you think I should keep the pointing?
It's kind of your thing.
Dean points and nods.
Yeah. Hey, Nora. Sure thing, I'll be right there.
What's up?
Fingers crossed, it's about the Chicago gig. I put her down as my reference.
Oh, bold. Asking your current boss to help you get another job?
I'm her favorite.
Dean stands.
So you'd better be ready to saddle up as soon as I get back. I bet you she's got something juicy for us.
Soon after.
Magic chocolates?
Apparently, there's a chocolate shop in Watson Corners where people fall in love if they eat a particular chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Okay. So, do you want me to do a quick hit or a longer expose? People cheating the love lawn, throw in some shady matchmakers, catfishing, love potions.
None of that. I want a very nice story for Valentine's Day.
But I do exposés.
I understand, but that's not what this is. Valentine's stories are popular. This is a gift. Trust me.
Okay, what about the House vote on misuse of funds?
The faster you get the story, the faster you can get back to watching politicians talk out of both sides of their mouth.
How is this a gift?
I'll tell you when you come back with the story.
Nora walks away, then turns.
And Dean, make it sweet. Pun intended.
Dean grimaces. Customers line up outside How Sweet It Is, and others crowd the counter inside.
We're almost out of Cupids.
Okay.
Hey, we're out of a couple things, so I'm gonna run to the market and get some.
Okay. Demand's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Right. I'm still gonna kill Serena. Get the cocoa beans first. And Lucy?
Lucy turns, and Helen smiles.
Breathe.
Lucy sighs, then hurries out.
Thank you.
Thanks.
There you go, next.
Georgie assists Helen. Outside, Lucy heads to a car wearing a long coat. She gets in the driver's seat. She starts the car and drives away. An aerial view shows houses and shops in downtown Watson Corners. Lucy makes a purchase from a stall at an outdoor market. She stuffs a bag in her purse. Across from the chocolate shop, Dean exits his car. His short dark hair is slicked back, and he buttons a brown trench coat as he steps onto the sidewalk. He crosses the street as Lucy drives up. She slams on the brakes, stopping inches in front of Dean. She glares at him and he shrugs sheepishly. Lucy smirks, then gestures for him to continue in front of the car. Dean salutes before crossing. He glances back. Lucy stops at a crosswalk, then turns right. Dean joins a lineup in front of the chocolate shop.
Excuse me. Press, quarter.
He butts ahead.
Dean Chase.
That's me.
A woman eats a Cupid as she ogles him.
Is that one of those magic love chocolates?
Mm-hmm.
She nods.
Did you come here specifically to buy one?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to break it to you. You've been had.
He brushes past her and enters the shop. She is wide-eyed.
That was Dean Chase.
I know.
She trembles with excitement. Dean peruses the bustling chocolate shop. He shakes his head, looking cynical, then heads towards the counter. Lucy bumps into him.
Oh.
You really need to pay attention where you're going.
Sorry, again. I was just distracted by the mass delusion.
She knits her brow.
Delusion.
Yeah, basically a testimonial about how this place's chocolate cupids help you find true love, or whatever that is. It went viral. And now there's a run on the place.
You don't agree?
I don't agree with deception. This is a deception of the worst kind, manipulating people's hopes about love. No, magic chocolates? Come on, it's a total scam.
Lucy frowns.
And I do happen to be a bit of an expert on the subject.
On chocolates?
Scams. Dean Chase, Channel 55 News.
Great.
Yeah, my boss wants me to do a nice story on this place, but what I wouldn't give to do a takedown, you know?
Lucy glowers.
Anyway, what's your name?
Lucy, there you are. It's been a madhouse since you left.
Sorry, Mom, so busy I couldn't find parking. Oh, sorry.
She hangs up her coat.
Lucy's sweet. Chocolatier. Nefarious love scammer.
They shake hands.
Thanks for stopping by, Mr. Chase. I don't think we'll be going forward with any kind of story, though.
She steps behind the counter.
I can help who's ever next. Oh, my gosh, my favorite, yeah. Yeah, oh, yum, delicious.
Dean heaves a sigh and turns around. Later, he sits in Nora's office.
You went to a small, family-owned artisan chocolate shop to do a simple feel-good Valentine's Day story and got kicked out?
I mean, I wouldn't say kicked out.
Asked to leave.
More implied.
What is wrong with you? This was a warm hug of an assignment.
It's a con, Nora, and lying to people about love, that's like waving a big red flag for me.
Dean, you're one of the hardest-working reporters I've been around here or elsewhere. And I know you have your sights on being an anchor in a bigger market, but you're not getting the Chicago job.
Dean slumps in his chair.
Can I ask why?
They're not considering anyone without some anchor experience.
But that's what I'm trying to get here.
And that is where the chocolate Cupid story comes in.
And that's where you lose me.
Alex in the Morning is about to be down an Alex. He's moving to Dallas. We need a new anchor.
Does that mean that I'm...
Yeah, in the mix, along with Patrick and Adam. Adam is in the lead, but mainly because his first name starts with an A, less signage, changeover.
Well, tell me what I need to do.
You got the investigative journalist part down, but morning shows are about easing the viewers into their day with lovely stories about...
Magic chocolates.
Oh. Think of this as my Valentine's Day gift to you.
I can do this, Nora. I can do this. I just need another chance.
Bring me something good so I can convince the rest of them that you're the guy.
Okay.
Nora cocks her head and Dean stands. He looks down at her.
Nora, I will make this happen.
He points.
Don't ever do that to me again.
Dean lowers his finger.
Yeah.
Nora picks up her phone. Lucy's car is parked in the driveway of a quaint two-story home. Inside, she sits on a couch staring at her phone.
And while Mr. Furnsby claims his zucchini is the largest in the world, some in the farming community have their doubts. This is Dean Chase, Channel 55 News, and I fight for you.
She rolls her eyes. Helen offers her a mug.
Why do you look like that?
Helen sits on the couch.
We had the best day of business in months. Outside Christmas? Usually the Valentine's Day rush doesn't start till February.
Well, the momentum from Serena's post is only going to last so long.
Then let's call that news guy. He wanted to do a story about us?
He thinks we're scam artists.
Then we'll call a different news person, do a good story, and feature the Cupids.
Mom, you know how I feel about that.
Honey, it's a silly superstition. We've been selling them for years.
Yeah, by word of mouth. Why tempt fate?
Because we're running out of time. If you want to keep the shop, we have to make a change. We both know once Valentine's Day is done, profits plunge. I either earn enough now to overcome the rent increase for the rest of the year, or...
Helen shakes her head. Lucy frowns and inhales sharply. They both sip from their mugs. Another day, the sun shines over Watson Corners. Dean stops on the sidewalk across from how sweet it is as Lucy exits the shop. Lucy strolls down the sidewalk carrying her purse. Dean trails her from across the street. Soon after, Lucy visits a vendor at the outdoor market. She purchases a bag. Her smile fades as Dean approaches.
What are you doing here?
How creeped out would you be if I told you I saw you leave your shop and I followed you here?
On a scale of 1 to 10? About a 17?
Okay, that's fair. I come in peace. Better yet, I come in business.
Yeah, I'm not interested in doing business with someone who thinks I'm running some kind of chocolate love con.
Also fair. We obviously got off on the wrong
foot. We didn't. You did.
Lucy points at him.
Dean Chase of Channel 55.
Huh. You're familiar with my work.
Yeah, I wasn't. Until last night when I watched some videos. Impressive, really. Especially that fake giant zucchini scandal. Really stuck it to that farmer.
Okay, that was very early in my career, and the station was supposed to have taken that clip down by now.
Yeah, still there.
Great. Awesome. Is this where you buy your magic beans? Sorry.
Lucy scowls.
Just hear me out.
I've already heard enough. You're not going to persuade me to place the reputation of my family's legacy into the hands of a clearly cynical man. And if you keep following me, I'm going to upgrade that 17. Which you don't want.
I am not following you. I really need this story to happen.
You should have thought about that before you led with insults.
You're absolutely right. 100%. I messed up. Now all I am asking is for 5 minutes.
Lucy rolls her eyes.
3 minutes of your time so I can give you my proposal. I know you don't owe me that. And I will take your no, I will walk away and leave you alone if that's what you want. I just think that this could be really good for your shop.
She considers.
3 minutes?
Three.
Start talking.
Okay, great.
Starting right now.
Sure. So, your wall of love. A lot of people have fallen in love after eating your chocolates, right? Why don't we interview them? And here's
soon after, they sit at an outdoor cafe.
A morning anchor, huh?
For now. Hopefully it'll lead to a bigger market, bigger job.
And a story about how sweet it is helps you... how?
by softening my image.
He gestures, air quotes. Lucy furrows her brow.
My producer thinks that if I do this story and it goes well, the board might take that into consideration over my lack of anchor experience.
And what's in it for me?
Exposure. Of the most positive kind. Glowing, even. You gotta know that the momentum from a viral post can only last so long. But a news story like this, this could take you to the next level. You could ride this wave till Valentine's Day and beyond.
She shakes her head.
I don't trust you.
I don't blame you.
And I want final approval on the story before it airs.
I don't even get final. I'll see what I can do.
Lucy narrows her eyes as she glares at him.
It'll be a glowing review, right? Glowing?
Oh, glowiest.
Not real word.
It's a real promise, okay? From me to you. Just give me a chance. That's all I'm asking.
She inhales deeply as she considers. Lucy leans forward and nods. Dean smiles. At the station, Gary sets down a film camera.
Here you go. Don't break it.
I will treat it with love and compassion.
Gary presses his hands together.
I really wish you were coming with me on this one.
Nah, Adam already called dibs. The Matto trial.
Oh, Gary, you're killing me. I would love to cover that story.
Hey, buddy. You're spending the day in a chocolate shop. That wins.
Dean cocks his eyebrows, looking skeptical. At how sweet it is, Lucy sits stiffly in a chair as Dean positions the camera.
So you sure it's okay to close the shop for the afternoon? Wouldn't want to deny anyone their true love.
She tugs at a microphone.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, no, I didn't mean it like that. I was just being, you know. Look, I am excited about this.
He smiles and Lucy regards him angrily. She reattaches the lapel mic.
Okay. So, yeah, it is. Do a couple questions. Easy ones. How'd you become a chocolatier? Why the Cupids? What's the deal with the legend or whatever?
She fumes.
Don't take it off again, please.
Well, don't disparage the legend, okay?
I won't.
The glowiest. Remember?
The glowiest. I promise.
She tucks her wavy hair behind her ears.
Just gonna hit record, and we're just gonna have a conversation. Just look at me, okay?
He points at his eyes. Lucy shivers. Inside How Sweet It Is chocolate shop.
And so chocolate is...
Lucy sits in a chair.
I mean...
She flops her head out to the sides. Dean encourages her.
So who doesn't love chocolate, right?
She forces a smile. Dean nods.
Right. You make it here in the store, right?
Yes.
Lucy nods and gulps. Dean waves his hand, prodding her to continue.
From scratch?
She fakes a grin. Dean jots in a notepad.
How'd you get the idea of selling the Cupids?
I didn't.
Lucy shakes her head.
My mom did Helen Sweet.
Did she keep her name when she got married?
No, Sweet was my dad's name, which is why that my mom is more uncomfortable in front of the cash register than making the chocolates herself, but... Can we not include that part?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
He fidgets with his pen. Let's see.
Hey, that's super annoying.
Okay. I think we're gonna take a break.
Why?
Because you are about as relaxed as someone waiting in a dentist's office for a root canal.
Well, there is nothing relaxing about having a light shining in your face and talking about yourself on camera.
Yeah. You know what? Let's forget about this. Forget about the questions. Forget about the camera.
She covers her face.
Is that the, Wall of Love I've heard so much about?
Lucy turns.
Yeah. Some of our success stories from the Cupids.
That's great. Did your grandparents put that up?
No, actually, I did. It's one of the things I'm most proud of.
Really? And,
He resumes filming.
Why is that?
Well, my grandfather didn't make the Cupids very often. He only gave them to friends and family. So he didn't like to draw attention to them.
What changed?
After both my grandparents passed, I had just gotten out of culinary school, and I took over the shop. And I started to make all of my Opa's recipes, except for one, because, well, I couldn't find it. But then one day I was in the back office, and I was going through some books, and the recipe just sort of fell out.
Do you think you'd been hiding it?
Maybe. It certainly felt like I found it at just the right time. Like I had to prove myself worthy of it.
She looks down as she reflects. Dean stares at her.
Anyway, I made a batch, and my mom suggested that we sell it for Valentine's Day, and we did. And after a while, we heard back from, you know, people who had bought them, customers who had tried them and just had the most...
She glances at the wall.
Well, the most amazing experience.
Magical?
Call it whatever you want. We're not making any guarantees.
They share a smile.
They were open to love and they found it.
Lucy gazes at Dean, then shrugs.
Seems pretty magical to me.
He nods and his mouth hangs open. He eyes the wall. After, Lucy shows Dean out. He stands at the door.
So? That wasn't so bad.
Oh. You used a lot of tricks to get me to be more authentic.
It's all part of my job. You did great.
Lucy softens. She looks down.
I will let you know when we're going to air it.
Great.
She nods, and Dean nods back.
And,
She meets his gaze.
Good luck with anchor position.
Thank you.
They lock eyes. Dean grins and looks down.
Bye.
She bows her head as he walks away. Lucy closes the door. She shakes her head and crosses the shop. Another day in Nora's office.
And we started to hear back from all these customers who had bought them and then had these amazing experiences right after trying them.
She stops the video.
That is exactly what I wanted. And now I want more.
More?
More chocolates, more the shop, more Lucy Sweet. She's pretty aptly named.
I kind of think I covered everything.
And you're missing the best part. It's right in front of you.
Dean leans over her shoulder.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure, she's charming, but whatever. Bit of a tough nut to crack.
Nora glances at him.
You mean the wall of love? You mean the wall of love?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The stories of those couples could be gold. Make it a multi-part series all the way to February 14th.
Multi-part. That's a lot of Valentine's Day.
Should I assign it to someone else?
No, I'll do it. It's my story.
Mm-hmm.
She returns his computer.
Yep.
Dean exits as she picks up her phone. Signs outside the condominium building read, open house.
Thanks for coming.
An agent offers her card to a young couple. She approaches Helen.
Do you have any questions?
So many, but not about the condo. Thank you.
Helen starts off.
It's not for you, is it?
To be honest, it's been so long since I've even thought of living somewhere new. I'm still trying to figure out what is me.
Mm. Well, here.
Her card.
Feel free to reach out if you want to see some properties. And maybe find the answer.
Helen smiles and nods. She leaves. At night, Lucy is at a desk inside the vacant chocolate shop. She studies a spreadsheet on her computer with a worried expression on her face. She rubs her forehead as she stares at the monitor. Lucy picks up her phone. She has a new message from Dean. It reads, "Knock, knock, hello again. Got a minute?" Lucy strides across the shop, stops to take a deep breath, then opens the front door. Dean is outside.
Hi.
Didn't we say goodbye 2 days ago?
We did. Very final, very sad.
Yeah, here you are.
He shrugs.
My news director, Nora, loved the piece on your shop.
Good. I mean, she's right. It turned out great.
As promised.
You did indeed deliver, yes.
Dean stares at her.
So, what are you doing here? Did you want to buy a chocolate coupon?
No.
Lucy shakes her head.
No offense.
And this is me being so glad that our story together is over.
Ooh, awkward.
Why?
Because I have another business proposal for you. And this one will last a lot longer than the first one.
Lucy blinks, looking confused. She pushes the door open and Dean enters. Lucy closes the door behind him. She follows him inside. Inside How Sweet It Is chocolate shop.
And so chocolate is...
Lucy sits in a chair.
I mean...
She flops her head out to the sides. Dean encourages her.
So who doesn't love chocolate?
right?
She forces a smile. Dean nods.
Right. You make it here in the store, right?
Yes.
Lucy nods and gulps. Dean waves his hand, prodding her to continue.
From scratch?
She fakes a grin. Dean jots in a notepad.
How'd you get the idea of selling the Cupids?
I didn't.
Lucy shakes her head.
My mom did Helen Sweet.
Did she keep her name when she got married?
No, Sweet was my dad's name, which is why that my mom is more uncomfortable in front of the cash register than making the chocolates herself. But can we not include that part?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
He fidgets with his pen.
Hey, that's super annoying.
Okay. I think we're going to take a break.
Why?
Because you are about as relaxed as someone waiting in a dentist's office for a root canal.
Well, there is nothing relaxing about having a light shining in your face and talking about yourself on camera.
Yeah. You know what? Let's forget about this. Forget about the questions. Forget about the camera.
She covers her face.
Is that the wall of love I've heard so much about?
Lucy turns.
Yeah. Some of our success stories from the Cupids.
That's great. Did your grandparents put that up?
No, actually, I did. It's one of the things I'm most proud of.
Really? And,
He resumes filming.
Why is that?
Well, my grandfather didn't make the Cupids very often. He only gave them to friends and family. So he didn't like to draw attention to them.
What changed?
After both my grandparents passed, I had just gotten out of culinary school. And I took over the shop. And I started to make all of my Opa's recipes. Except for one. Because, well, I couldn't find it. But then one day I was in the back office and I was going through some books and the recipe just sort of fell out.
Do you think you'd been hiding it?
Maybe. It certainly felt like I found it at just the right time. Like I had to prove myself worthy of it.
She looks down as she reflects. Dean stares at her.
Anyway, I made a batch, and my mom suggested that we sell it for Valentine's Day, and we did. And after a while, we heard back from, you know, people who had bought them, customers who had tried them, and just had the most...
She glances at the wall.
Well, the most amazing experience.
Magical?
Call it whatever you want. We're not making any guarantees.
They share a smile.
They were open to love, and they found it.
Lucy gazes at Dean, then shrugs.
Seems pretty magical to me.
He nods and his mouth hangs open. He eyes the wall. After, Lucy shows Dean out. He stands at the door.
So? That wasn't so bad.
Oh. You used a lot of tricks to get me to be more authentic.
It's all part of my job. You did great.
Lucy softens. She looks down.
I will let you know when we're going to air it.
Great.
She nods and Dean nods back.
And,
she meets his gaze.
Good luck with the anchor position.
Thank you.
They lock eyes. Dean grins and looks down.
Bye.
She bows her head as he walks away. Lucy closes the door. She shakes her head and crosses the shop. Another day in Nora's office.
And we started to hear back from all these customers who had bought them and then had these amazing experiences right after trying them.
She stops the video.
That is exactly what I wanted. And now I want more.
More?
More chocolates, more the shop, more Lucy Sweet. She's pretty aptly named.
I kind of think I covered everything.
And you're missing the best part. It's right in front of you.
Dean leans over her shoulder.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure, she's charming, but... Whatever. Bit of a tough nut to crack.
Nora glances at him.
You mean the wall of love? You mean the wall of love?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The stories of those couples could be gold. Make it a multi-part series all the way to February 14th.
Multi-part. That's a lot of Valentine's Day.
Should I assign it to someone else?
No, I'll do it. It's my story.
Mm-hmm.
She returns his computer.
Yep.
Dean exits as she picks up her phone. Signs outside the condominium building read, open house.
Thanks for coming.
An agent offers her card to a young couple. She approaches Helen.
Do you have any questions?
So many, but not about the condo.
Thank you.
Helen starts off.
It's not for you, is it?
To be honest, it's been so long since I've even thought of living somewhere new. I'm still trying to figure out what is me.
Mm. Well, here.
Her card.
Feel free to reach out if you want to see some properties and maybe find the answer.
Helen smiles and nods. She leaves. At night, Lucy is at a desk inside the vacant chocolate shop. She studies a spreadsheet on her computer with a worried expression on her face. She rubs her forehead as she stares at the monitor. Lucy picks up her phone. She has a new message from Dean. It reads, "Knock, knock, hello again. Got a minute?" Lucy strides across the shop, stops to take a deep breath, then opens the front door. Dean is outside.
Hi.
Didn't we say goodbye 2 days ago?
We did. Very final, very sad.
Yeah, here you are.
He shrugs.
My news director, Nora, loved the piece on your shop.
Good. I mean, she's right. It turned out great.
As promised.
You did indeed deliver, yes.
Dean stares at her.
So, what are you doing here? Did you want to buy a chocolate coupon?
No.
Lucy shakes her head.
No offense.
And this is me being so glad that our story together is over.
Ooh, awkward.
Why?
Because I have another business proposal for you. And this one will last a lot longer than the first one.
Lucy blinks, looking confused. She pushes the door open and Dean enters. Lucy closes the door behind him. She follows him inside. Georgie, Lucy, and Helen stand in front of stacks of paper.
These are all orders,
mm-hmm.
Both from in the store and online.
Georgie updated the site to allow for shipping, and she included a page about the history of the Cupids.
Lucy glances at Georgie.
Is that necessary?
I can take it out.
I thought you were on board with promoting them now. Isn't that what you're doing with Dean?
No. I mean... Yes, but of course, you can leave him in. Let's just have it.
I'll go.
Georgie heads to the storefront.
So, how are things going with Dean?
Well, he basically doesn't believe that Claire and Malcolm should qualify as one of the Cupid couples because they already knew each other.
I was there. I can confirm it if he'd like.
It won't be necessary. I just wish...
She crosses the kitchen.
What?
She turns to look at her mother.
I don't know, I just wish that he would believe. Which is silly, because why do I even care?
We always want to win over the non-believers. It's human nature.
Helen plucks a chocolate Cupid off of a baking sheet. She shakes her head.
Have you given him one?
Lucy turns around.
A Cupid?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Rainy chocolate?
Lucy lowers her eyes.
Honey, you're very talented. You should know that about you.
Helen touches Lucy's arm.
Well, I learned from the best.
Lucy grabs a bag off the counter as she walks away, revealing two framed photos, one of Helen's father-in-law and the other of her deceased husband. Helen picks up the picture of her husband. She kisses her finger, then presses it to his lips. At the TV station.
Some things are meant to be.
Nora stops the video.
This came together nicely.
Yeah, they're a fun couple.
Good work. What's next?
Lucy and I will do some more interviews. I'm heading over there later to choose our next subjects.
Excellent.
Great.
You should know I got a call today from NYNS in New York about you.
Really? I sent them my resume a year ago.
Well, it made its way into the right hands eventually. Naturally, I gave you a rave review.
Thank you, Nora.
Though I would prefer you stayed here. But I was in your shoes once, so I understand.
Did they mention what the position is?
Correspondent, a mixture of stories, not unlike what you're doing now.
But on the national scale.
Keep me apprised.
Yeah, will do.
One other thing. Are you coming to the Valentine's Day event the station is hosting on Saturday?
I wasn't planning on it.
Reconsider that. Some of the top brass will be there. Think of it as part of your audition. Unless you're too distracted by the glamour of the Big Apple.
I'll definitely be there.
Good. And Dean?
Hmm?
Dean stops in the doorway.
Bring a date.
He raises his eyebrows and grins. He exits, A couple leaves the chocolate shop arm in arm. Inside, Lucy packs small boxes. Dean arrives wearing a tan trench coat over a navy suit and tie. He approaches Lucy.
Hi.
Hey.
She keeps her gaze cast downward.
So, how's business?
She avoids his eyes.
Starting to settle back down.
Well, I'm sure it'll pick up again after we air the Claire and Malcolm piece on Monday. Nora loved it.
Well, that's what matters.
Lucy's head is bowed.
I'm sorry about the other day. I don't mean to be so cynical.
Lucy slowly lifts her eyes.
I'm sorry, too. Truce.
Truce.
They both nod, then Lucy smiles at him.
So who's up next?
First things first, do you have any dietary restrictions?
Nope. I mean, other than zucchini.
Lucy moves behind a display case. Dean follows her.
Do you prefer dark, white, or milk chocolate?
Oh, dark, for sure. I mean, no one over 20 should prefer milk, right?
I wonder my mom loves you.
Dean smirks. Lucy pulls a chocolate out of the display case and holds it out.
Ambrosia cream.
This feels like a test.
It's not a test. Just suddenly occurred to me that you've never tried any of the Sweet Shop chocolates.
Well, a terrible oversight.
He bites it in half, then chews thoughtfully.
This is insanely good. Oh my gosh. No wonder people think that chocolates are magic.
He pops the rest in his mouth and his eyes widen. Lucy grins.
Great. Let's go meet Pablo and Mark.
Dean shakes his head.
I think I need to do some more research here before we move on.
That evening at a restaurant.
One day into February and they're already busting out the Valentine's decorations.
And I look good on camera.
Look at you, getting all expert with camera staging.
They cross the dining room.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Pablo and Mark Martina Spencer. This is Dean Chase.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Lucy embraces the two men.
Hi.
Thanks so much for doing this.
Hi, you're welcome. Nice meeting you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They slide into a booth.
Oh, wow.
Hope this place isn't too over the top. It's where I proposed, so I thought it'd be nice for our story.
It's perfect.
We took the liberty of ordering some drinks. We have Chocolate Kiss, Love Potion number 9, and Soulmate Sangria.
Soulmate Sangria for me, please.
I will do the same. Lucy's chocolate has ruined me for anyone else.
Oh, same.
Oh, go on. No, seriously, go on.
To telling our love story.
Cheers. They toast after Dean films them.
When I heard from a cousin about the super cute cupids that help people find their love, I went right over there. Bought a dozen. My idea had been to eat one later before I went on this date I had planned.
Felix, not me.
But I was so curious, and they smelled so good, that I had a bite right there in store.
Which is where I came in.
In a flashback, they bump into each other and spill chocolates.
And the next thing I know, we were the ones at the Valentine's dinner.
And it was officially the worst date of our lives. I mean, Pablo would not stop talking.
I was nervous.
And I was sure that I made a huge mistake.
We were so different. But then I realized I was the one who eaten the chocolate.
So he tells me the legend, and I thought, why not? Right? I mean, the date could not have gotten any worse.
We already emphasized that, honey.
So I eat the chocolate cupid, and it was the funniest thing. I mean, part of me thought, this is silly. But another part wondered, what if? Like, what if the person that you think is totally wrong for you because you're so different is actually the one?
Because they're so different.
All that from a chocolate cupid.
I'll tell you this. After I ate it, I couldn't get this one out of my mind. That's when I knew.
We both knew it.
Pablo and Mark share a tender kiss. Lucy glances at Dean. The men grin. After dinner...
Okay, tell me that story doesn't qualify.
It qualifies.
Yes. Victory is mine.
Lucy leans on the bar. Dean faces her with a smile.
So,
Lucy?
A young man appears.
Wyatt.
I thought that was you.
He hugs her.
Wow, hi. What are you doing here? I thought you were in Miami.
Well, one of my clients is in town on tour, so I thought I'd tag along, see the family too.
Have fun for you.
Wyatt glances at Dean.
Why, Greg's? Dean Chase.
Dean is a reporter for Channel 55.
We're doing a story on Lucy's chocolate cupids.
Oh. Or you're still making those things?
Actually, incredibly popular.
So then I guess you're still working 24/7. And it's pointless to see if you'd want to grab dinner before I head back to South Beach.
Yeah, sorry, I'm super busy.
Always were.
Wyatt eyes Dean.
Good luck. With the story.
He walks away with a smug grin. Lucy purses her lips and looks at Dean. He stands in front of her at the bar.
See? Not everyone falls back in love with their ex.
You two are in love.
Maybe the feeling was closer to strong, like...
Not strong enough to try chocolate?
Lucy glances over her shoulder, then looks at Dean.
There's a coffee cart down by the Riverwalk. Has a hot chocolate that is almost as good as mine. Let's go. I'll tell you why I've never tried chocolate cupid.
She strides off. Dean stands at the bar.
Okay.
He hurries after her. The sun sets beyond the river. Lucy and Dean stroll away from a food cart, sipping from cups.
It's really good. But I will have to try yours the next time I come over, just to compare.
It's similar, because we get our beans from the same vendor. Although they use single source and I blend to Ecuador and Argentina. The farms that I like have strong fair wage practices. It's a big thing in the world of chocolates.
Yeah, I read up on that before I visited your shop the first time.
Of course you did. It's one of my favorite places around town.
Yeah, me too. I live pretty close to here.
How long have you lived here?
It was 3 years this past November. Might be why I'm getting itchy feet.
Lucy raises her eyebrows.
But I seem to recall we didn't come here to talk about me. There's the small matter of some uneaten cupids.
They sit on a bench.
I believe in the magic of the cupids. I think it can bring you true love.
The railing is decorated with twinkle lights.
And that is what scares me.
Dean cocks his head.
Why?
Because of what happens when that love is taken away. And the destruction that it can leave behind.
Does that have anything to do with why you didn't watch your mother giving a testimonial about the cupids?
Yeah.
Lucy nods, sadly. Dean furrows his brow.
My dad got sick 8 years ago. And he was gone really fast. My mom had a really hard time accepting it. They were so in love. And she was so lost for such a long time after.
What do you mean, lost?
She was just a shell. For years, it felt like I had lost both parents, even though one was still there. I even moved back home into my childhood house to help her. It's taken her all this time to get back to herself.
She looks down as she reflects, then meets Dean's eyes.
A love like that, it scares me.
So, does that mean you plan on never falling in love?
A smile spreads across her face.
I don't have it all thought out. But you asked me why I've never eaten a chocolate cupid, and that's why.
Lucy purses her lips. Dean glances at her, then looks down. Lucy sips her hot chocolate. The next day at Serena's flower shop.
I am so excited.
She really is.
I really believe you. Can you just hold still for a second?
I feel like this has all happened because of us. I mean, of course we happen because of the sweet shop's magic.
Yeah, we're not on camera yet, so just save it for that. Here, come here.
Dean films Tyler and Serena.
I'd always wanted to get married. My friends used to tease me all the time because I had a subscription to bridal magazines before I had a boyfriend.
It's true.
My problem was always finding the right guy, and believe me, I worked at it. But I always fell short. And of course, I knew about the cupids. Lucy Sweet is my best friend. I resisted going that route for a long time. Maybe I wasn't sure if it was real, or maybe I wanted to find love my own way.
Tyler grins and looks down.
But after a while, I had to accept that my way wasn't working.
Then she tried the Cupids.
Right there in how sweet it is. And right as I turn around, this gorgeous guy walks through the door.
In a flashback, Serena bites into a chocolate as a handsome young man enters how sweet it is.
Hey, you fell in love with another guy before Tyler?
No, I saw another guy before Tyler. And I was hoping I'd feel a rush of love or something.
Their date was terrible.
No chemistry. You gotta have chemistry.
Tyler and Serena share a coy smile.
So, how did you meet then?
Lucy eyes Dean. In a flashback, the young man kisses Serena on both cheeks, then they part ways. She heaves a sigh. Tyler exits the shop and bends down.
Hey! You dropped your...
Serena turns around.
Earring.
Tyler smiles and holds out a gold earring. Serena slowly plucks it from between his fingers. She gazes at him and tilts her head to the side. Serena smiles.
I'd never believed in love at first sight until I looked at my Tyler.
They lock eyes.
What about you, Tyler? What's your story?
I had eaten a Cupid earlier that day with the girl I was dating. It was her idea.
But it didn't work out between you two?
Total bust. She was nice, but...
He looks at Serena.
She wasn't Serena.
And what about your respective dates? Did either of them have fairy tale endings?
I have no idea. I never talked to that guy again.
Jessica's seeing someone.
Jessica?
My date.
How do you know this?
She told me.
You still see her?
Yeah, we're still friends, but we're just texting mostly. It's that sort of thing.
You're texting her?
Sometimes.
Dean raises his eyebrows.
Tyler, when did you know that Serena was the one?
When she kissed me.
Tyler eyes Serena. She pouts.
That's cute. Sweet.
It's sweet. It's really sweet. You.
Serena's eyes glisten with tears. After, Lucy and Dean return to the chocolate shop.
Here, I'll take your coat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She hangs his coat and he closes the door.
Ugh. Serena's the best.
Yeah, that was a great interview, but is it just me or did it get weird there at the end?
Oh, no, it got weird. But they're so in love. Crazy.
She dons an apron.
So what are you doing now?
I'm gonna make another couple hundred more Cupids. All right. Our business went up and then some. After your station aired a story on Claire and Malcolm.
Glad to help.
She adds ingredients to a mixing bowl. Dean peers inside.
Thought you were headed home.
I was. But could I film you making the Cupids?
No. Can't have the secret ingredient getting out.
Oh, you never said anything about a secret ingredient. What is it?
It's,
Lucy leans on the counter.
A secret.
It's love, isn't it? Come on. Say it's love.
It's not love.
What? That's disappointing.
Oh, is the cynic disappointed in the lack of love in my family's magic chocolate recipe?
I'm not a cynic.
Oh, right. You're a realist.
Something like that, yeah.
She cocks her lips.
So what are you doing now?
I am about to temper the chocolate.
And what does that do?
I'm not gonna let you film me making the Cupids, but...
She holds up utensils.
You can help me make the chocolate if you want.
I thought you'd never ask.
Lucy sets them down, then pours melted chocolate on a marble surface. Dean gawps as the chocolate flows out of a copper pot.
Go get an apron.
Yeah.
Dean smiles, then walks away. Lucy bites her lip as she leans on the counter. At How Sweet It Is, Lucy spreads melted chocolate on the marble surface.
So, this is temporary?
It is. It's a later step in the process of turning cocoa beans, or seeds, either word works, into a little bit of heaven.
She uses a palette knife and a scraper to move the chocolate around.
Here, you try it.
Oh, okay.
She hands Dean the tools.
Okay, yep, spread it. A little bit more of an angle. Can you spread it right?
Oh, sure,
okay.
Yeah.
So here, scrape it like that.
Bring it all back into the middle again?
Yeah. Yes, it's perfect.
And what does spreading it around do?
cooling it down, and then we're going to heat it back up again.
And why do we need to do that?
Do you want the romantic version or the science?
Science, please.
Tempering transforms the molecules of cocoa butter into beta crystals, which in turn makes shiny, snappy chocolate.
And the romantic version?
Lucy tilts her head to the side.
Magic.
Lucy takes the tools after Dean fills a mold.
Don't be stingy.
You're so awesome.
I am the boss.
I don't know why.
Here, you need to hold. Hold, turn your thumb.
She holds his hands.
Around them. You know what? Here, I'll do it.
Lucy grabs the piping bag.
Watch.
I'm watching.
Dean stares into her eyes. Lucy looks down.
Did you always want to be a, journalist?
I always wanted to be a TV anchor, like Peter Jennings or Bernard Shaw. They're always so calm in a crisis.
Did young Dean pretend to read the news out loud to his parents?
No. They split when I was 9. My sister was still a baby, so I kind of took on the parental role. Mom and Dad were too busy marrying and divorcing their way through our childhood to do it themselves.
Lucy frowns and lowers her gaze.
Now you're probably thinking, oh, that's why he's the love cynic.
No.
She twists her lips.
I'm actually thinking that's why he's the protector of the little guy.
Dean looks down shyly, then smiles at Lucy. She returns the smile, then resumes piping chocolate into molds. After, Dean carries his jacket and bag towards the front door. Lucy follows him. He stops, and she steps in front of him.
That was fun.
It was.
She nods and stares at him. Dean smiles.
So I guess this is goodbye again?
You know, actually, I've been thinking about another angle in the whole Valentine's and love. Something I put up on the station's website. Maybe you could help me with it?
Depends. What's the idea?
Well,
later.
Why are we still in love?
Because we work at it.
Yeah, we do.
Love is work.
Love is work.
They interview a couple.
But it's also fun.
After the work.
You don't remember that.
Another couple.
It's just, I don't know. I just saw him at the park with JoJo here.
A fluffy white dog.
And I just thought, that's my guy. Yeah?
Totally.
Love takes off the mask.
And lets us see the real you.
And the real other person. Yeah?
Totally.
They kiss. Now two senior ladies are interviewed.
I didn't want to live without love. And when I first took her hand all those years ago, I knew I wouldn't ever have to.
But you're leaving out one important thing.
What's that?
You're also a great dancer. That's what decided it for me.
I remember. And in those days, two ladies dancing together caused quite a stir.
Not that we cared.
No, we didn't. And that's love.
We fell in love fast.
And we broke up just as fast.
We were young.
And we stayed friends.
Believe it or not.
Then we started dating a bunch of other people for
the next decade.
Until one night, the both of us are talking about our latest dating disasters.
And I started crying.
So I hugged her.
And the longer I stayed with him holding me, the more I realized I didn't want to be anywhere else.
Now we have 4 kids.
Dean stops the video.
You think?
I love it. It's hard to believe that Mr. Cynical came up with this idea, though.
Well, if you marinate in all things Valentine's for 3 weeks, some of it's bound to rub off.
Lucy grins.
Well, if you like it, I will kick it upstairs and see what Nora thinks.
All right. Hey, how's it going with the, morning anchor job?
I'm still in the running.
Lucy nods. Dean opens his mouth.
Yeah, there's actually this thing on Saturday night.
Thing?
The station's holding a promotional event for Valentine's Day. A lot of the folks who are going to decide who the next anchor is will be there.
Oh, so, no pressure.
No, none. Just the fate of my career and thus my entire future life.
Sounds super fun.
Yeah. Do you want to come with me?
Me?
Yeah, you. Nora said I should bring somebody, and I bet she'd get a kick out of you being there. She loves the stuff we're working on. But if you don't want to. Yeah.
I would love to.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucy points at him.
Cool.
Okay.
I'll text you the details.
Yeah, of course.
She puts on her coat.
Okay.
Okay.
Good work.
Thanks. You too.
She heads out. An image of the couple with four children is on a monitor. Helen visits a colonial-style two-story home.
It's not listed yet. The owners are making repairs, but I thought I'd show you just in case you liked it.
It's beautiful. And these views. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted a room with a view of water.
Helen gazes out the window.
Are you interested enough to put in an offer?
I'm not sure. I haven't even told my daughter I'm thinking about this, let alone looking. She has so much on her plate already.
You still have a couple of weeks before it hits the market. And maybe by then you'll have told her.
Helen smiles and nods at the real estate agent. She turns and peruses the house. That evening at Helen's house, Lucy stands in front of a mirror wearing a sleeveless, form-fitting, knee-length red dress. Helen enters the room.
Oh, you look beautiful.
Why am I so nervous?
You haven't gone anywhere dressy in a while. It's natural. You should wear these.
Helen shows diamond earrings.
Dad gave those to you. Mm-hmm.
And someone should wear them. They're too beautiful to stay hidden away.
You sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
Helen smiles at Lucy.
Oh, I'll get it. Okay.
Helen hurries off. Lucy sets down the jewelry box, then dons the earrings. She fixes her wavy blonde hair in the mirror.
Okay.
Dean waits outside the door. Helen opens it.
Hi, Helen.
Hello, Dean.
Nice to see you. Is Lucy...
Lucy appears at the door. Dean's eyes widen.
Hi.
Hey, Dean. Nice suit.
You look... Wow.
Helen helps Lucy into a long black coat.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome, honey.
Dean gazes at Lucy.
Okay. Oh.
He offers his arm and she grabs it.
Knock him dead tonight.
Thanks, Mom.
Dean opens the car door and Lucy slips into the passenger side. He rounds the front of the car. At the party, a screen plays romantic footage and a bartender pours champagne. Lucy and Dean stroll down a red carpet with their arms linked.
Hey. You all right?
Oh, yeah. Just not a lot of fancy events for independent chocolatiers.
Thank you for doing this.
Of course.
She faces him.
You and the station are a big reason that our sales are up, you know. I don't know if I told you this, but we had a huge rent increase a couple weeks ago.
No. No, you just implied you needed sales to get better.
That's why. Just trying to get enough momentum to get us through the year.
And? How's it going?
We're much closer to our goal than I thought we'd be.
That's great, Lucy. And here's the woman who made it all possible.
Oh, I love an intro like that.
Lucy, this is my news director, Nora. Nora, Lucy Sweet.
Ah, we meet at last.
Nice to meet you. I was just telling Dean that our business is doing so well, I can barely keep up. All thanks to your news coverage.
And that's my segue to run something by you two. I looked at some of your unused footage, and it gave me an idea.
For?
The perfect conclusion to the series. Dean does a live feed on the 5 o'clock news from how sweet it is on Valentine's Day.
I love that.
Well, that would be so good for the shop.
And good exposure for you.
Exactly. We're already getting feedback from viewers on this more personable side to you. What better way to wrap it up than you eating a chocolate cupid live on TV?
Sorry, what?
Well, don't worry. You don't have to pretend to fall in love.
I think that would be Lucy's call.
Eating a chocolate is Dean's decision. But Otherwise, I would be thrilled to have a live view from the store.
Perfect. We'll work out all the details on Monday. And now I have to go play nice to the CEO. It's lovely to meet
nice
you,
to
Lucy.
Meet you.
Nora strides off. Dean moves to face Lucy. He opens his mouth.
I can make a secretly fake chocolate. No one will know.
I'm not afraid of chocolate.
Right. Of course, because you'd have to believe in it for it to actually work.
Oh, is that the secret ingredient? Is it belief?
No. It's paprika.
Really?
Lucy smirks.
I'm gonna figure it out. I am an investigative journalist.
Mm.
Hey.
Gary approaches.
Oh, hey. I hardly recognize you.
Oh, I try to break out this jacket once a year to remind me that I'm civilized.
Lucy, this is Gary Shane, my colleague, my favorite cameraman.
Famous Lucy Sweet. I've been helping Dean edit the stories. And I plan to stop by your store for some chocolates.
Cupid?
Too old for that.
Lucy blinks.
I love this song.
And Dean would love to ask you to dance.
Dean looks from Gary to Lucy.
Do you want it?
Only if you want to.
I do want to dance.
Lucy smiles. Gary averts his gaze with a smirk.
Gary, would you?
Of course.
Dean hands Lucy's clutch to Gary. She smiles and shrugs. Then Dean holds her hand and leads her to the dance floor. She wraps her arms around his neck.
Is this okay?
Yeah. I don't get a lot of opportunities to dance in the shop.
Oh, I don't know. Pretty sweet sound system back there. I bet you dance in the kitchen.
Dean places his hands on her back and pulls her closer. They sway side to side. Later that night, they are the last couple on the dance floor.
Did you talk to enough execs to help you get the job?
I don't know. Glad I can.
We should go home.
Yeah, I guess we should, huh?
In the morning, the sun shines over Helen's house. Lucy wakes in bed under the covers. A wide smile spreads across her face. She runs a hand through her hair, then rolls on her back and stretches her arms out to the sides. She grabs a computer tablet off the bedside table and opens it. She props it on her lap and rubs her eye. Lucy's eyes widen. A message box from How Sweet It Is reads, "There are 784 new orders." Soon after, Lucy heads to the kitchen in her pajamas.
Come on. Morning, honey.
She grabs a mug as Helen washes dishes.
What's that?
She sees real estate listings on Helen's computer.
Why are you looking at houses?
Helen folds a dish towel and sets it down. She turns to face Lucy.
Honey, I think it might be time.
For what?
To sell the house.
Lucy nods.
Oh. Believe me, this old place holds so many memories. Most happy. Very happy, but
it's because of all the talk about the Cupids, isn't it? It's got you thinking about Dad.
Oh, no. I've been considering it for a while now. And you were so generous to move in here with me, but I'm better now.
I know you are.
Helen smiles at her daughter. Lucy looks around the kitchen.
I know you don't like change. Which is why I didn't want to bring this up until after Valentine's Day. So let's just set this aside and we can talk about it later. You know, we're a day from Valentine's and there's so much work ahead. So let's just... What?
You know I'll support you.
That's good. Because you might have to.
They share a grin.
We need some coffee.
Yeah. Oh, too much, too soon.
Helen dons glasses and turns to her computer. Lucy glances at her. Dean works at his desk.
Dean Chase.
He presses a phone receiver to his ear and grins. Lucy approaches Serena's flower shop. She enters. Lucy approaches a woman behind the counter.
Hey, where's Serena? Thanks.
The woman points to a back room. Lucy strides towards it. She parts a curtain.
Oh, there you are. Where have you been?
Serena sobs silently with her back to Lucy. She turns around.
What happened? Jessica?
Who's Jessica? Tyler's date.
I'm sorry, since when?
2 years ago.
Tyler's been dating someone the whole time you've been dating?
How should I know?
Is that what he told you?
No, we found out because of the interview we did with you and Dean.
Are you talking about the woman that Tyler ate the Cupid with?
They'll always have that bond.
You ate a Cupid with what's-his-name and you don't have a bond?
Yeah, but Tyler's still in contact with her. That crosses the line.
Serena, he's crazy about you.
Is he? Or have I been completely blinded by this whole Cupid chocolate love destiny idea and completely missed the truth?
Serena,
I can't talk about it anymore. That's why I've been avoiding your calls. I've been hiding back here for the past week. Like you do in your kitchen.
Lucy blinks as she broods. Sometime later, Dean visits the chocolate shop. He weaves through the bustling store. Lucy exits the back with a tray.
Oh, you have no idea how happy I am to see you. Desperately need.
Dean looks serious.
Friendly face.
He tries to force a grin.
What's wrong?
After, by the river.
New York.
That's always been my number one destination.
I mean, that makes sense for what you want.
It's not an anchor position.
But it could lead to one, no?
They sit on a bench. Fog hangs over the water.
What about the anchor position at Channel 55?
Nora says it's between me and Adam. Thanks to you. She specifically referenced the clips that I sent of our first story together.
Lucy shrugs and shakes her head.
Well, look at us. It's all working out. You're getting a shot at your dream job, and looks like I'm going to be good for the year. Maybe beyond.
Win-win.
She wears a pained expression on her face.
There's one other bump. The interview's in person. Tomorrow.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I guess they just consider it Monday.
What about the live feed?
Well, the interview is at 1 p.m. I'm pretty sure that I can still do it. Get back to the airport, fly home, and make it in time for the feed at 5 with the time zone difference.
Yeah, it's cutting in awfully close.
I know. I know. I really don't want to miss out on our final story together.
You're doing the right thing.
Lucy cocks her lips and nods.
Why do I feel like I'm missing out?
Because you're Dean Chase. Despite all appearances to the contrary, you have a good heart.
Am I wrong to think that we might be starting something here?
We can't go there now.
But if there is, if there's something there...
Dean, you're going after what you want. Like you should.
I don't know what I want.
Yeah, but that's why you're going. To find out. And if you don't make it back in time for the live feed...
I will.
Right, but if you don't...
They stare at each other. Lucy shrugs.
It's okay. Hey. At least this way you won't have to eat a chocolate live on air.
Lucy stares at him sadly. Dean averts his eyes and blinks back tears. Lucy's smile fades as she hangs her head. Sometime later, Lucy walks towards the chocolate shop, crying to herself. A lineup of customers wait at the front door. Lucy pushes past them.
Excuse me, sorry. Sorry, I just need to get through. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Helen is behind the counter.
Just what? Sorry.
Lucy pushes her way inside.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Mom, what's going on?
Oh, Channel 55's ads for the live feed started running.
Well, where's Georgie?
Her grandfather's car wouldn't start. She had to go take him to his doctor's appointment.
When is she coming back?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Did the Cupids come in milk chocolate?
No.
Are these gluten-free?
Yes, we ordered them in bulk. I don't... Lucy?
Okay, stop!
Everyone turns to her.
We're closing the shop immediately. Thank you. Please leave. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Lucy ushers people out.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. Thank you. Come back some other time. Thank you. I'm sorry. I know.
Lucy turns the sign to closed and shuts the door. She covers her face. She hangs up her coat.
Honey?
Lucy hurries to the kitchen. Later, she stands at the counter with her head hung. Helen approaches her slowly from behind. Helen raises her eyebrows and purses her lips. Lucy shakes her head and turns around.
be a curse.
Lucy.
Mom, you remember what Opal always used to say?
Your grandfather was superstitious.
Serena's heartbroken. She and Tyler are perfect for each other. Look at him now.
Serena and Tyler are their own people.
Georgie's gone.
She'll be back tomorrow. Maybe.
Look at us. We literally have too much success. This has a careful what you wish for curse written all over it.
So you're a curse expert now?
Mom, I can't possibly make enough chocolates to fulfill all these orders and get them out.
We have a note on the order form that says they could be late.
And if they want to buy them here? I can't make enough chocolates. We're going live tomorrow. We're not going to have enough product. People are going to write nasty reviews. They are going to complain. And then we are going to be ruined.
Helen shakes her head.
So do you want to call Dean and cancel the live feed?
I don't know. He's probably not even going to be here tomorrow.
Where will he be?
New York. For an interview.
Oh.
Helen leans beside her.
I see.
Lucy nods, her face pinched with sadness. Helen sighs.
Maybe it's the Cupids that are cursed.
Why would you say that?
Helen's forehead creases with concern. Lucy bites her lip.
Because look what happened with you and Dad.
Helen's chin quivers. She stands and faces her daughter.
Your father got sick. It happens to people every day. Chocolates had nothing to do with it.
It scared me, Mom.
Lucy wells with emotion.
What happened after?
Helen nods and her eyes brim with tears. She purses her lips.
I wish I'd gotten stronger faster.
No. He was the love of your life. Of course you were devastated. I don't blame you. But I also... I don't ever want that. Lucy,
you can't go through life avoiding things that might bring you pain.
You'll miss out on what it has to offer. But then I won't be sad.
Helen cups Lucy's face.
You're sad right now.
Helen shakes her head.
You can't avoid the hard parts. You have to face them no matter what happens. Trust me on this one.
Oh, honey.
They embrace. They cling to each other tightly. Lucy sits cross-legged on her bed, fully dressed. She studies a handwritten recipe card in her hands. The sun streams in her window. Lucy reads a text message from Dean, just boarded the plane, next stop NYC, then back to WC. Lucy grins and responds, safe travels. She heaves a sigh.
Come in.
Helen opens the door.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
Lucy shrugs.
I found Opa's recipe for the Cupids. Such a little thing, but it's caused so much trouble.
Come on.
Lucy looks up with a furrowed brow.
Just come with me.
Soon after, Helen leads Lucy into the chocolate shop.
Mom, what are we doing here? I already told you that
I just go.
Helen pushes her towards the back.
I'll keep going.
Helen covers Lucy's eyes as they enter the kitchen.
Just a little further.
Helen uncovers her eyes. Serena runs towards Lucy.
Serena.
Serena hugs her.
When Helen called, I had to come.
Lucy glances at her mom.
Well, you've helped so many people, they all wanted to return the favor.
Serena beams and shrugs. Lucy notices Tyler.
Oh.
Serena glances at him.
You know, I'm dramatic. We had a fight, which turned out to be a good thing. It cleared their air on a lot of issues.
Tyler smiles at Serena.
Now we're better than ever.
Serena beams.
Now I gotta go back to work. For you.
Serena bustles off. Helen grins and rubs Lucy's shoulders. Georgie sets a stack of boxes on the counter. Claire pipes chocolate into molds, and Serena places chocolate cupids on a tray. Tyler holds the tray out, and Mark packs a chocolate in a small box. He hands boxes to Pablo, then Pablo stuffs the boxes in gift bags. Malcolm passes the bags to Helen. Lucy is overcome with emotion. In downtown New York, Dean sits in the waiting room at the NYNS news office wearing a maroon suit and navy tie. He wrings his hands, then leans forward in his chair. He pulls his cell phone out of his blazer pocket and looks at it. He grins. Dean starts to type a message to Lucy as Nora calls him. A receptionist approaches him.
Mr. Chase, they're ready.
Thank you.
Dean declines the call. He stands and follows the receptionist across the waiting room. He buttons his blazer. Lucy smiles from behind the counter of the chocolate shop. She gazes at happy customers in the store as they eat chocolate cupids. A man and woman embrace. Another man puts his arm around a woman as they look at the wall of love. Lucy grins. Helen chats with Gary. He approaches Lucy.
Hi. Hi there. I was just telling your mom here that I just got word from the station. They had a technical malfunction, and now the piece they had prepared featuring the testimonials is unusable. Is there anyone here now from your wall of love could do a quick recording?
Lucy gapes.
I can.
Lucy stares at Helen.
Great.
Helen smiles comfortingly at Lucy. After.
I met my late husband in college. We were both dating other people at the time, so we were only friends, but he always made me laugh.
Lucy listens intently.
And I loved the fact that his parents were chocolatiers, but Scott couldn't boil water. I guess that gene skipped a generation.
She smiles at Lucy.
Things finally changed between us about 10 years after graduation. I was shopping for a Valentine's Day gift for some friends, and I wound up in How Sweet It Is.
Helen?
Scott! Hi! Don't tell me you're baking now.
I was just telling my friend over there about my dad's chocolate cupids.
They weren't for sale to the public then, but friends and family would drop by and the sweets would give them away.
Right! I remember you telling me that story about how each of your parents ate one and then fell in love in an instant.
It's not a story. It's the truth. You don't believe me? I dare you to try.
In a flashback, young Helen takes a chocolate cupid from his tray. She sets it on her hand and smiles. He gazes at her.
I couldn't resist.
Helen focuses on Lucy. In the flashback, she closes her eyes and takes a bite.
You know, I don't know if I fell in love with him at that moment, or if I've been in love with him all along. I only know that was the luckiest day of my life.
Lucy nods, and she wells with tears.
Just like losing him was the hardest.
Lucy nods.
But if you were to give me a chance to go back to that moment when he gave me that chocolate, knowing what I know now, I wouldn't hesitate for a moment.
Helen addresses her daughter.
Love is worth the grief.
Lucy sobs. Helen stands. Helen wraps her arms around Lucy. They both weep. Dean dashes out of an airport terminal carrying a briefcase. He hails a taxi, then gets inside. He settles in the back seat. Serena visits the chocolate shop. She spots Lucy carrying boxes.
I'm swamped. You'll thank me later.
I already do thank you, because you're the one who got all this started with your post.
You helped me find the love of my life.
We're nowhere near even.
But this dress will help.
Serena holds a garment bag. She playfully pushes Lucy into the kitchen. At night, Dean's taxi pulls up outside the shop.
Excuse me.
He pushes through a lineup outside and enters the shop. Dean tosses his briefcase on the floor and Gary affixes a wire to his collar. Dean straightens his tie, then pops an earpiece in his left ear. He smooths his hair. Gary pats him on the shoulder. Dean spots Lucy wearing a black floral dress. He smiles. They step towards each other.
Wow.
You made it.
I told you I would.
1 minute.
Lucy fixes the wire on his collar.
There's something you should know.
Lucy nods.
You got the job.
Yes. And no.
Lucy flares her eyebrows.
Right before I went into the interview, Nora called to offer me the morning anchor position. And I felt so happy. I just knew it was the right choice for me.
What about New York?
Oh, it turns out it was too far away from what I really want.
Get in position.
Dean grips a microphone and Gary readies a camera. Lucy looks stunned.
Come here.
Dean grabs her hand and pulls her beside him.
10 seconds.
She looks confused. Dean smiles at her. Helen grins at Claire as they observe. Dean grabs a box.
Thank you, Kim. 4 weeks ago, I heard about the legend of the chocolate cupids from the chocolate shop How Sweet It Is in Watson Corners, run by Lucy and Helen Sweet. After a post went viral, many people flocked here after hearing that these chocolates could lead you to true love. If your heart is open, which mine wasn't.
He eyes Lucy.
But Lucy Sweet introduced me and many viewers to some of the couples from the Wall of Love who met after eating a chocolate. And I have to admit, by the time we were done, even I was ready to believe in the magic.
Lucy stares at him, looking surprised. Dean removes the earpiece.
But not because of the chocolates. Because of the woman herself. And her own special magic that has me completely under her spell.
They gaze at each other. Dean faces the camera.
And because of that, I am excited to try Chocolate Cupid myself today. Lucy, do you have one?
She licks her lips and nods. Claire stands behind Helen. Lucy picks up the tray containing 2 chocolate cupids and scattered flower petals.
There are 2 of them.
I thought maybe.
Lucy furrows her brow.
I might try one too, if that's okay.
Dean stares at her. He grins.
Only if they're both the real thing. No fakes.
It's no fake cupids.
What about the secret ingredient? That it's not love or belief. Paprika. What is it?
Lucy straightens her head.
Bravery. What's more scary than opening your heart to love? Putting it all on the line. Everyone who tries one of these is willing to do just that, to risk it all.
Gary films them. Lucy shrugs.
That's bravery. And I want to be brave.
Her eyes fill with tears. Dean nods.
Shall we?
I thought you'd never ask.
They smile at each other, then both pick up chocolate cupids. Lucy sets down the tray. Dean flashes a wide smile. They both bite into the rounded chocolate confections drizzled with red icing. They lock eyes as they chew, and smiles spread across both of their faces. Lucy wraps her arms around his neck. They kiss. Lucy places a hand on his cheek as they share a series of kisses in front of the Wall of Love. Later that night in the kitchen, Lucy pours melted chocolate into a bowl. It flows out of a small copper pot. Dean steps behind her and encircles her waist.
My grandfather believed all chocolate was a form of magic. But for magic to be its best, it must have purpose. And what greater purpose is there than to love?
Lucy turns and they kiss passionately.
And to be open to love in return.
She cups his face. The purple kitchen curtains close.